The wins of the day went to BMW Oracle Racing over Luna Rossa Challenge by 13 seconds. The pair are now even on points, which means effectively that their semi-finals now becomes a best of seven series. And Emirates Team New Zealand beat Desafío Español by 40 seconds, and the Kiwis now lead by 2 points to nil. Well, what a day. Completely different sailing conditions. Classic Valencia sea breeze. It all happened on time, and there was decent breeze all over the course. But again, two completely different types of race. The first was a relatively classic match race. The second, a super classic battle with just about every element possible, including a late turnaround. Highly entertaining and definitely unpredictable until the last few meters before the finish line. Two main features stuck out today. The first was the dominant position of one boat just after the start. In the Emirates Team New Zealand versus Desafío Español match, that could safely be said to have almost decided the match right there. In the thriller match between Luna Rossa and BMW Oracle Racing, again, a big win at the start, but it turned into a big lead up the first beat. But then we saw for the first time the start of a demonstration of downwind boat speed, perhaps. And ultimately, no matter how dominant the start, it's never over till it's over, and the finish is where it matters. The second thing was, again, big splits in one race, but not the other. In the second match, the splits allowed the game to close up. Luna Rossa lost most of their lead at the bottom of the first run, and near the top of the second beat, following another split, the pair drew level before a set of boat-on-boat incidents took place. With the pair close at the top mark, it was always going to be close on the run, and that's when it turned out to be the decider. Peter Eisler, navigator on BMW Oracle Racing, you guys have a way of making it hard for yourself and then coming back towards the end. Why do you do it that way?
It's more fun, it's more spectacular, it gives us something to talk about and feel good about at the end of the day. It certainly is hard to do, hard on the old heart, but you know, we've got a great crew and a great boat, and comebacks are part of the scene. Sometimes you're not going to get the first shift or not get off the line first, so you have to be able to have that comeback ability if you want to win the America's Cup.
Tell us about the start and which side you think you wanted and how that pre-start went for you.
It didn't matter which side we wanted because we didn't have any choices at the start. But James and the team did a great job on Luna Rossa, basically neutralizing the port entry and gaining control in the pre-start, and we followed him behind. From there, we felt that it was an oscillating kind of day and that the last thing we wanted to do was to get out of phase and lose even more. So it was a matter of being patient and looking for opportunities, which there really weren't very many on the first beat because Luna Rossa sailed very, very well.
The fight to the right then wasn't a do or die situation on the start. I mean, you weren't in control towards the end of the start, and it was just to keep it as safe as possible.
Yeah, I mean, we saw, obviously, being the second pair to start, you have a slight advantage tactically, both teams equal, in being able to see what happens in the pair ahead. And in the pair ahead, there was Emirates gaining control by, you know, initially by being to the left and then shifting over. So it wasn't a massive go-right kind of day, and there were opportunities to chip away from the left side as well, even on the first beat, which did have, I think, probably most weather teams were calling the right, had a bit more pressure. So, the goal is to get off the line even and get a kill if we can. And today, James had his opportunity and did a good job with it.
Is it hard racing against Luna Rossa and their sometimes unpredictable tactical style, or are you used to that?
Yeah, it's completely maddening to sail against the boat that won't tack on you or jibe with you. But when you're way behind, as we were at one point today, I think our laser had us 12 boat lengths behind. Psychologically, if you feel kind of nice when you get the opportunity to make a split. You know, we made a really nice gain on the first run, and it was a tough situation for Luna Rossa. We got the lift, we're able to jibe first onto starboard. If they want to come and jibe and cover, well, I'll let Michele explain all that, but it'll be they would be in outer phase. So we the trailing boat on a shifty, puffy day like that, it has a bit of an advantage. And Gavin and Eric Doyle, our strategist and tactician, did a great job calling the wind, and that really was that made the race, was that closure we had on the first downwind leg.
Thanks, Peter. Michele Valdi, Luna Rossa Challenge Navigator. Were you surprised by getting that far ahead on the first beat?
Well, first of all, it was a very great start by Jimmy. I think he had the goal was best start. The call from the weather team was best start. So I think he accomplished that pretty well. And from there on, I was... Peter said, we had the match in front. We could see that they were not any more left than us, so it was good to have a drag race to the right, and our lead kept ticking up. So it was a very good first beat, and then when we started the run downwind, we started getting out of phase, and from there on, I was. Tough race to still keep in the lead.
Did you feel that they had pace on you downwind, or was it all down to wind shifts and puffs of breeze?
Well, I think everybody agrees that you cannot close all that disadvantage or advantage just by boat speed, because it's almost impossible. So I think they just got to two or three really good puff right in phase. We got two puffs, 120 and 133 on the opposite jibes, and from there on we make our job even harder.
When you crossed ahead for the last time on the last run to take up the right hand side, what did you think you were still able to set yourself up for at that time?
Well, for sure, you want to keep the starboard advantage as a last option. If they've been gaining from behind all the time, yesterday and today, I think it's a feature of the race racing area that the boat behind will have the life a little easier. But yeah, we wanted to keep a loose cover, but keeping the starboard advantage. I think it was the time of the day that the left pressure was coming back in, so they made a big gain with a big lefty coming down on us, and from one length lead we had barely a piece to not even be able to have a piece of them. So from then on was almost all gone.
Thank you, Michael. John Cutler, tactician on Desafío Español. Your call in the countdown to the start was for which side, and how did you see it?
I think we wanted the right-hand side. We thought there was slightly more pressure there, and we thought there was going to be a right-hand shift. And I think we were right, but we were just a bit out of phase with it coming through. And you know, by the time the breeze started coming to the right, we were already on the left side of Team New Zealand, and that was pretty much that.
Ray, what tell us how you saw the last 2 minutes of the pre-start.
Yeah, we had a similar plan. We certainly liked the upper right-hand side of the course, and we had quite a phasing breeze left and right. We spent a lot of time working on what those numbers would be, and Dean did a really good job in the pre-start, which made it a lot easier for the weather team and the guys on the back of the boat, where we had a nice initial jump, and we waited for the Spanish team to tack, and then we set up to windward of them, and then went beyond them and protected the right hand side from there on. And yeah, the upper right hand side was very strong. We made a big gain by just continuing out to the right hand side.
And John was trying to win the start. Is that that start of today? Was it all? It was just about trying to be in a close position, or were you really fighting for that right?
I think, as everyone said, it was an oscillating sort of a breeze today, so we're happy to, you know, if we can put some pressure on on Team New Zealand and on Dean, but you know, as it was, they ended up with a slightly better start than us, and that's where the race unfolded from that point.
You're 2 points down right now, John, and it's always relatively early in the series, but your team, we know, as we heard from Matt last night, is never going to surrender and believes it can win every day. But how are you going to tackle the morning briefing tomorrow morning with your crew? Tell us the motivational speech.
I'll try and talk in Spanish, but normally I don't say too much in our morning briefings. I think we're just going to keep doing the things that we know how to do, and you know, we've got to focus hard on the start. We've got to focus hard on the strategy for the first shift. And I think if we can get in front or get close, I think we can make a tough race out of it.
Ray, what do you think? Did you get a chance to see the other race when you were sailing around ahead of them like that? Did you monitor what was going on with them behind you?
Yeah, we missed the pre-start, obviously, and that looked pretty interesting looking at the TV footage. But yeah, certainly there's a big gain there to Prada halfway up that first beat, and they continue to hold it. But you know, the day was very shifty, and down that run, the second half of the race, the conditions deteriorated, and it was pretty tough to cover the boat behind. And you know, the Spanish came into us, and certainly they made a big gain down the last run. So yeah, we kept an eye on what was happening on the other race, but we were probably showing them more than what we were learning from them.
We go to questions from the